This is St. Louis Public Radio. A St. Louis filmmaker has been directing his own path through the film industry over the last few years. His short films have even gained international attention, and he's making them independently. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on the 24-year-old who's making his own take on comic book movies.
David Kirkman loves to invent stories based on the black superheroes he saw on TV when he was a kid. Now he's putting those characters into his own movies, complete with special effects and complicated fight sequences. That's a clip from Kirkman's movie Static. It's based on the black superhero from Milestone Comics who could shoot electricity out of his hands. Kirkman's 44-minute YouTube film has almost 900,000 views, and he's only 24 years old, but he's reached heights that many filmmakers have never reached. Netflix even had him screen the film at a Black History Month event back in February.
I'm some dude from St. Louis, you know, I'm just a kid from Ferguson, right? Like, and a few months ago, I was out at Netflix for a whole week.
6 years ago, making movies wasn't on his mind, but a high school graduation gift changed everything.
My senior year, my parents bought me a small DSLR camera, and I ended up making a feature film. And you're never going to see it, bro, because it's so bad. It's so bad, bro.
That summer, Kirkman and his friends were filming 3 to 4 days a week for 15 to 18 hours a day. Years later, he wants as many people as possible to see the films he's been working on, and that's why he's trying to get local theaters to screen his latest film, Icon. It's about an alien who landed on Earth hundreds of years ago and becomes a black man fighting crime in his community. In this scene from the movie, the character confronts criminals attempting to rob his home.
Because I wish to keep my privacy, I'm going to overlook your activities this evening just this once. But let this
The film is based on the character also created by Milestone Media, a comic book company founded in the 1990s by African-American illustrators and writers. While Milestone doesn't have an agreement with Kirkman, the creators of the company still share some of his work online. It's a big accomplishment for a local filmmaker who edits and directs his own films and has his own independent production company, Woke Nation Entertainment. The company is known for its fan films, or adaptations of already established characters created by the fans themselves. Sites like YouTube allow creators to upload fan films immediately online. Carl Reed is the president of Lion Forge Animation, a St. Louis-based animation studio. He says oftentimes those films can work as long as the owners of the characters don't object.
With fan fiction, you don't have some huge studio with a mandate that has to touch a broader audience. You actually get that fan love that knows the source material and that wants to show their perspective on it.
Kirkman's films have caught the attention of film buffs around the world. Just last November, his film was shown at the Black Speculative Arts Movement in Germany. The event highlights Afrofuturistic work, or science fiction rooted in the black experience. Natasha Kelly was a curator for the event. She says Kirkman's work has universal appeal, but she really values what it means for black kids.
Screening the film here for me was a way to show the kids here especially, hey, this is what you can do. This is what Afrofuturism allows you to do. This is, you know, you can put your heart in a project and, you know, make something come out of it.
And that's what Kirkman hopes to capture with each of his upcoming films.
You know, my allegiance is definitely toward reclaiming the black imagination and giving voices to underrepresented people in our particular community. That's what's important to me.
Kirkman isn't slowing down anytime soon. He's working on Static 2, an adaptation of another Milestone Media character, and a new film on his own ideas. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.